Good morrow, good librarian.
Oh, it's you. Oh, but you again.
7 reminders I've sent out to you.
My dear fellow, one cannot rush one's savoring of the classics of world literature. Rome was not built in a day, and its decline and fall cannot be read in one.
You haven't got Gibbon's decline and fall where?
That's got nothing to do with it. I've got the love life of the Caesars here. That tells me everything I want to know. And between you and me, I'm not surprised it declined and fell after that lot. Now, kindly shove the cards back in the sockets and give me the tickets.
How have you got all these books? How many tickets have you got?
2 fiction and 2 non-fiction.
Well, that's 4 tickets. There's 10 books here.
Yes, well, Dolly was on last time.
Do you mean Miss Hargreaves?
She may be Miss Hargreaves to you, but to people who she reckons, she is Dolly. And to me, she is Dolly. She always lets me have a few over the odds.
Well, that's 3 and 8 to pay on this lot.
3 and 8? I don't want to buy them.
Well, don't take so many out if you can't read them all in time. There's other people who want to borrow these books, you know.
I can't think why. A bigger load of old rubbish I haven't kept me reading glasses on in years.
Then why did you take them out?
Well, there's not much choice in here, is there?
I suppose Tropic of Cancer's still out. Yes.
Yes, I thought so.
There's 25,000 other books to choose from.
I've read them all. I've been coming in here since I was 6 years old. I've read Biggles Flies East 27 times, and I love reading through it again.
Well, there's a list of our new editions. Just a moment. Did you make this mark on this book?
No, I did not. I don't like eggs. When you needn't examine the corners of the pages, I don't bend them over. I use bookmarks. I use a piece of ribbon off my chocolate box.
Yes, well, you can take it out.
Thank you. Stand by with your date stamping machine. I shall return. Morning, everybody.
Shh. Damn, you're already passing the time. Look, I must ask you to keep your voice down. Otherwise, I shall have to have you ejected. Now, what are you looking for?
I am looking for the crime section.
Well, it's over there, on the top shelf. Anything else?
Yes. I'd like Sir Charles Bestend's complete history of the Holy Byzantine Empire.
You want to borrow it?
Yes, please.
Well, I'm very pleased. I mean, we don't get much call for it. I'm so pleased there are still men of culture left. It is a marvellous edition.
Oh, yes, 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 most useful.
I do hate to see it neglected.
Oh, I often borrow it. I find it most helpful.
Oh, I have misjudged you, haven't I? Is there anything else that I can find you?
Yes, Plato's Republic, the complete translation of Homer's Iliad, and Ulbricht, a Roman law. The Wilkinson edition, of course.
Of course. It's a very wise choice. You've chosen probably the 4 best books we have in the library.
I agree. Have you got them?
Oh, well, of course. I'll get them. First time in 4 years they've been asked for. Look, here we are, here we are. Oh, it's times like this that make my job worthwhile.
Thank you very much. They're the ones.
You can have all these on the one ticket.
Thank you. You're most kind. Now, just to put them on the floor, please. That's it. Yes.
On the floor.
Yes. Give me a lift up there.
Yeah.
Right. Give us a leg. Hoist us up a bit. Ah, that's the little beauty I'm after. A lady don't fall backwards. Thank you very much. I shan't need these other books anymore now. Keep them handy, though. They're just about the right height.
You barbarian! You're illiterate, you are! Ignorant and illiterate!
Now, I see what you've done now. You've set them all off again. Go on, be about your business, you highly strung fool. Oh, these beatniks are becoming impossible. Well, what else shall I have?
Hello, Uncle.
Sid, what are you doing here?
I'm going to get some books out.
Don't give me that. You've never read a book in your life. Run one, yes, but you never read one.
No, straight up, I joined today. Thought I'd have a look, see what it's all about, all this book stuff. So I've come here.
Well, there's one or two things that might appeal to you. Let's see, how about this one?
Let's have a look. Ooh, look at this cover. Look at that. Ooh, she's a big lot, isn't she, eh? I wouldn't mind having a go at that. Ooh, blood. Who are you shushing? You looking for a mouthful of signet rings?
Sid, please, not in here. No bounce-ups on municipal property.
Well, I'm not taking that. You heard him shushing me. I wasn't doing anything.
He's entitled to. You're not supposed to make a noise in a public library.
Oh. Well, all right then, but he'd better watch it.
Will you please get your books stamped up and leave, both of you?
Very well. But I might warn you, the chairman of the library committee happens to be in the same lodge as me, if you know what I mean. Once a moose, always a moose. So just watch it, eh? Come, Sydney, we have some reading to do.
Well, blimey, if that's reading, you can stick it. What a load of old codswallop. The Stranglers of Bolton. They should have strangled the bloke who wrote it. Grant Peabody. How can you write a book with a name like that?
Look, do you mind? I'm trying to read. Don't interrupt. I'm on the edge of his seat here.
Good, is it good?
It's red hot, mate. I hate to think of this sort of book getting in the wrong hands. As soon as I finish it, I'm going to recommend they ban it.
As good as that, is it? What's it about, then?
It's a murder mystery, you see.
Yes?
With loads of girls in it, and they've all fallen for the private eye, and they're all beautiful, and they're all rich, and he's got a big white American car,
go
you
on,
know.
Get it. Go on,
all right, yes. Go on, right. Oh, it is the sort of life you'd dream about. He's good-looking, quick repartee, judo, you know, marvellous apartment, all the birds. Well, I'm finished with the saint after this. I'm a Johnny Oxford man now. This is marvellous. Here, 25 murders so far. The New York police don't know what's going on at all. The DA's been in to see the governor. Of course, it's political as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Anyway, Jocelyn Knockersbury...
Who?
Did I say bon? Jocelyn Knockersbury. A typist that you know has been done in and the plans stolen along with the seating arrangement at the peace conference. Now, hang on. Since which time, another 24 have been done in.
What? Oh, you know typists?
Hello. Another one's gone. Oh, what a nasty way to go. Somebody poured water all over an electric typewriter. Oh. Now, this is a mystery. Who's behind it all? That's what I've got to... Who's the murderer? Now, the bloke I suspect is in Salt Lake City.
Yeah?
Yeah, can't be him. You know, I've been wrong on every page so far. Every time I suspect somebody, they get killed. I can't wait to get to the end of this. It's going to be a very complicated ending, this one.
Yes, well, laddie, you haven't finished it. It's getting late. Have a look at the last page.
You can't do that. It makes the whole thing pointless. Might just as well not read it. Like looking at the next card when you're playing snap. Do be quiet, will you, please? I've read the same sentence three times. Hello, hello. He's found something. It's all right. It's all right. Johnny knows who did it.
Yes?
He's found a ginger hair on her skirt. No. Yeah. He sold it. He's narrowed his eyes. A little smile flickered across his face. He always does that when he knows something.
Well, come on then, who did it?
It'll be on the last page. He always keeps you in suspense till the last page, this bloke. Yes, I thought so. Yes, here we go. He's inviting everybody into his flat. He always does that. He lashes them up with drinks. Lights a cigarette.
Yes.
He explains who did it.
Yes.
The murderer rushes to the window, slips and falls, hits the pavement. And Johnny Oxford turns round to the guests, finishes his Manhattan, and says, New York! Now, a clean place to live in. The end. And you turn over a list of new books and an advert for skinny blokes.
Hey, if you know what's going to happen every time, why do you bother to read it?
Well, because I don't know who it is who's going to hit the pavement. Now, please keep quiet. Johnny's just starting his summing up prior to unmasking the murderer. He's all right. Oh. Let's see if you turn it around and go, ooh, yeah. Oh, so she was in on it.
Ooh.
No, it's not Jocelyn, the other lady. She said she'd never been to the Macambo Club, but she had a book of matches in her handbag.
No.
That's what put him onto it. That's clever. That's clever, you know. Of course, the trail of footprints in the snow, all made with a size 10 left-footed shoe.
So it had to be somebody who could walk comfortably in two left shoes. He's got it here. That told him it was a small man who had put a big man's shoes on to lay the suspicion on somebody else. But he didn't realize in his hurry he'd put two left shoes on. Well, I never thought of that. I've been waiting for two one-legged twins to turn up.
So who did it then?
When he's coming to it, as he's coming, it's on the last page. I told you that. Here we are. So, Inspector, you can see the only person who could have done all these murders is the man sitting over there. So saying, Johnny Oxford pointed his finger at. Men, are you skinny? Do you have sand kicking your ass? If you skinny... Wait a minute! That's not right. There's a page missing. The last page is missing. Where's the last page? What have you done with the last page?
I haven't touched it.
Well, where is it? It's gone. The solution was on the last page. Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm a bag of tensed up nerves waiting to see who did it and this happens. It's enough to drive a man round a twist. I must find that last page.
All right. Give me the book. There you are.
What?
See that ragged edge along there? Somebody's torn it out.
Torn it out?
Certainly. They probably lit a fag with it or something.
Lit a fag? With the last page? They can't do that. There's plenty of other pages. This skinny bloke, for a start, he could have gone without any hardship whatsoever. The last page of a murder mystery. This is sheer unmitigated sadism.
All right. What's done is done. Oh. I mean, that's a mystery in itself, isn't it? Who tore the last page out? I know who did it.
Who?
The murderer. So nobody will know who it was.
You're on form today, aren't you? Very funny. Very funny.
I've got to find that last page. I must know who did it.
Now, forget about it. It's only a book. Read another one.
Don't be a fool. How can I read another one with that one still haunting me? The last page of all pages. What a terrible nerve-wracking thing to do to a chap. The last page.
Oh, don't come there.
The last page.
Fancy tearing out the last page. How could anybody do a thing like that?
I mean, why don't you turn out the light and go to sleep?
I want to know who did the murder.
And I
want to
get some sleep. And if you don't turn the light out and stop pacing up and down, there'll be another murder they'll be trying to find out who did. Now go to sleep.
You were the same and you couldn't think of the name of that bit player in Wagon Train yesterday?
You were up all night, pacing up and down, trying to think of it.
Go to sleep.
I wonder who did it.
I know. I'll work it out myself. I'll deduce it. I'll be Johnny Oxford. All the salient points are in the book. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. All you got to do is to put the pieces together, and you've got the solution. You don't need the last page. Now, let's see now.
Oh, cool.
Wait a minute. Let's recap. Our list of characters in order of appearance. This is where my theatrical training comes in. Jocelyn Knoxbury. Now, she was the first one who was done here, and put a cross there out. Johnny Oxford. No, he couldn't have done it. Let's see, how was Justin done? Oh, yes. Strangled with one of her own nylons. That means whoever did it had access to her stockings. Yes, I don't think I'd better pursue that line of inquiry. Frieder Wolkinski. Was asleep in her pull-down bed when somebody pressed the button, she flew up into the wall and suffocated. Now, that must have been somebody who knew her bed was a pull-down one. Therefore, they must have been familiar with the topography of her boudoir. Yes. I don't think I'll pursue that line of inquiry, either. Still, no, when you're a sleuth, you've got to be prepared to be confronted with the seamy side of life. After all, New York is probably a lot racier than East Cheam. Mustn't let my natural prudery detract me from the work in hand now.
Will you turn it in and go to sleep?
Give me my book back. I'm trying to find out who did it.
Go to sleep.
I refuse to go to sleep till I have solved the mystery.
Well, I am not laying here all night listening to you rubbing away to yourself. I'll tell you who done it.
Oh, how?
I'll skip through it and work it out. I know how to go about it. I have been personally involved in many a smart bit of detection. Shouldn't take very long to work out a load of trap like this. Then perhaps we can all get some kip.
Well, who did it?
How should I know? The last page is missing.
I know the last page is missing. You said you'd tell me who did it.
Well, how did I know it was going to be so complicated? I thought it was just going to be a straightforward bash on the nut up an alley.
Oh, well, we'll just have to go to sleep.
How can I go to sleep when I don't know who did it?
Oh, I know. It's so frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, look, let's try and sort it out between us.
Right.
Right, now then. What was the name of that bird who drank the carbolic milkshake?
Ah, the fat one.
Yeah, that's her. Now then, she is the key, because she knew all about all the others. So whoever did her in was the murderer, and she must have known him and his relationship with the others.
Yes, so if we can sort out who was nearest to her, we got it.
That's right. And that was the personal manager.
Yes, of course. It was him. Harry...
Belafonte?
Not now, Sid, please. No jokes. Belafonte. Harry... Zimmerman.
That's it. Well, that's it. That's solved. Harry Zimmerman.
Dear, oh dear, thank goodness that's solved. I wouldn't have been able to think about anything else if we hadn't found about it. Well, yes. Harry Zimmerman.
Well, it's bloody perfect, isn't it? He knew all their background, he knew where they were all living, he knew all their habits.
Well, of course he did, and he had opportunity to do it. He could call round on the pretext of business. They wouldn't have suspected him of anything. He's the only one who could have done it.
Certainly. Oh, well, that's a relief, isn't it? And he was little, too, and that explains the shoe theory.
Yes, it all fits in. Well, well. Harry Zimmerman. Oh, thank goodness for that. Now we can get some sleep.
Yeah.
Thanks very much, Sid.
All right.
I don't know what I'd have done if you hadn't found that. Harry Zimmerman. Of course, it's obvious now you've explained it. Oh, well. Good night.
Morning.
Oh, yes, 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 good boy. Harry Zimmerman, eh? Harry Zimmerman was killed in chapter 3, you great boy. Harry Zimmerman. Why don't you read the book properly? Just you wait till I see that librarian. I want to talk to you.
Oh, not you again.
Yes, me again. I demand an explanation.
Now what?
Where is the last page of Lady Don't Fall Backwards?
At the end of the book.
Oh, well, that's more like it. It is not at the end of the book. Look, it has been torn out.
Did you do this?
Oh, for Griner. If I'd done it, would I have come in here and asked you where it was? What are you going to do about it? That's what I want to know.
I cannot do anything about it.
All right, let me handle it. Now, you listen, mate. If you place any value on your teeth, don't be so saucy. Because I will punch you straight up into the air. See that fist? There's 23 knockouts in that, and I can make it 24 without any trouble.
You want to take notice, one wallop from them, you'll go right through the autobiographies.
Now then, where's the last page?
I don't know.
Well, who did the murder then?
I don't know. I haven't read it.
It is your book. You should know what they're all about. What sort of librarian are you?
I can't read them all.
Wait a minute. Another copy. Have you got another copy?
No. We only buy one of each.
Well, what could have happened to the last page? You must see the book when it comes in.
Perhaps the previous reader knows something about it.
Of course, that's it. Well, who had it out last?
Well, I don't know.
Well, have a look then. Really, you're not being very helpful, are you?
Well, let's see. Oh, here we are. Yes, yes. Last taken out June 21st, 1956.
1956. Must have been a bestseller, that one.
Oh, just a moment. There was a threepenny fine, so we might have a record of the person who took it out.
Well, that's more like it.
Yes, well, here it is. A Proctor W. Mr. Larches Oil Drum Lane.
Oh, yes, very salubrious. Thank you very much. I only hope he's still there.
Oh, do me a favour. 9 years ago, he's probably forgotten all about it.
Well, it's a chance we've got to take. Here we are, the Larches.
What do you want?
Mr. Proctor W?
Yes.
Oh, good. We've come to see you about a book.
Book? What book?
Lady Don't Fall Backwards.
Lady Don't Fall Backwards by Darcy Sarto.
That's the one. You remember it?
Of course I remember it. Have you read it?
Yes. And I...
Who did it? Who did it? I must know who did it. Who did it?
Have you gone raving, man? I don't know who did it. That's why I'm here. I thought you might know.
How should I know? The last page was torn out.
Oh. Come on, there's no point in staying here.
You can't just go like that. I spent 6 years trying to find out who'd done it. It's only these last years I've managed to forget about it. Now you come along and start it all over again.
Yes, all right, I'm going to pull yourself together now. Look, I'm very sorry. If we find out who did it, we'll come round and let you know.
Where are you going? You can't go and leave me like this.
Well, we're
going
to find the one who had it out before you.
I tried him. He got fed up with it halfway through and didn't finish it.
Yeah. We'll go to the publishers then.
I went there 6 years ago. It's out of print and they haven't got any left.
Well, there must be a copy in a shop somewhere.
No. All the unsold copies went back to the publishers. They've been repulped. We'll never find out. Never! Never!
Hang on. Put yourself... Stop it. What's the matter with you? Now, wait a minute. There, come now, come on. Stand there snivelling and holding your side. You having a turn or something? You're having a turn. Now, pull yourself together. And breathe frequently. That's better. Don't take on, don't break up now. Not after all these years. Johnny Oxford wouldn't do that, would he? He wouldn't just give up and break down.
No. No, that's true.
Yes.
No. He'd keep going, wouldn't he?
Yes.
He'd find a copy, wouldn't he?
Yes. Of course he would, and so will we.
Here. Wait a minute. What about the original manuscript?
I never thought of that.
Well, who'd have that then?
The author.
Darcy Sarto, of course. And even if he hasn't got the manuscript, he'll remember who did it. Come on, let's find out where he lives. Chin up, old man. I think we're nearly at journey's end. As Johnny would tell you if he were here today. Sort of like, stay with it, man. Here we are. 44. This is it. Sit at last, we'll know. Straight from the horse's mouth. The author himself. Come on, come on. Come on, put that friend down. I know you're in there. Come on now, please. Come on.
Thank you.
No, I'm not giving up now. This is most discourteous. Open this door!
Hancock.
Do you mind? I am not...
to your banging and ringing until you open the door.
Well, you'll have to wait a long time.
Why?
Look, on the wall. See that plaque? Darcy Sharto, novelist, lived here. Born 1884. Died
1949. Dead! The fool!
He can't do that to me. He got no consideration, some people. How am I going to find out who did it now?
Now, look, let's face it. We are not going to find out. Let's turn it in. I got other things to do than go chasing around the country after dead authors.
Never. I'm going to find out. It was the last thing I do. Wait a minute. Of course.
Now what?
The British Museum.
He won't be there. They've buried him, I expect.
No, not in the book. The British Museum keeps a copy of every book that's published in this country. Why didn't I think of it before? All we've got to do is to go to the British Museum, borrow the copy, turn to the last page, and there we are. Cut! You see, I told you, they've got it. There's not a book published they haven't got.
I found it. I think this is the one you're looking for.
That's the one.
Not a very good copy, I'm afraid. A very interesting binding, though. They're using a new process of gluing the sheets to the back.
Yes, I'm very uninterested, isn't it, really? Thank you very much. Just give it to me. Come on. I'm not interested in how they glue it. Civil servants. Now, it's not mutilated in any way.
No.
It's all here.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, come on, open it and read it out.
Yes, of course, all right. I'll tell you what, I'll give you three sentences in, right?
Right.
Right. So, Inspector, you can see the only person who could have done these murders is the man sitting over there. So saying, Johnny Oxford pointed his finger at... Men, are you skinny? Do you have a hand kicked in your face? If so...
Where is it? Where's the end?
Where's the last page? What have you done with it?
Oh, please put me down.
Hancock, here, Hancock. The last page is here.
Look, where?
There, look. There it is. There's a publisher's note on it. At this point, Mr. Darcy Sarto's manuscript ends. He died before he could finish the story. We decided to publish it because we thought the countless Johnny Oxford fans throughout the world would like the opportunity of reading what there was of Mr. Sarto's last work.
So nobody knows.
Is there any other book you'd like to look at?
No, thank you. I've finished with books. I'll never read another book as long as I live. There ought to be a law against selling books with no ending. The Chinese had the right idea. Start from the back and work your way forward. You won't catch them like that. No more books for me. I shall take up some other art form. The gramophone, perhaps. Yes, the gramophone. I'll go and buy one. Now, the chair must be 8 feet from the loudspeakers. You've got to be just right with this stereophonic lark. All right, that's it. Mustn't break the triangle. £250 worth of equipment here. All set up, ready to blast myself out of my chair.
Ba-bum, bum, ba-bum, ba-bum, ha-ha.
That's it. This is better than whodunits. No messing about. You know where you are with this stuff. £250. All I need now is a gramophone record. Where's Sid got to? It doesn't take this long to buy a record. If he's been down the hand and racket with my last £2, I'll break
Hancock,
every...
Hancock! Oh, there you are.
How about time too? Have you got a...
Certainly. I couldn't get your Beethoven's fifth, but I thought you might like this instead.
Oh, yeah. Very funny. Oh, you are in a mood today. Very, very funny indeed. Schubert's Unfinished Symphony.